Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Acharei Kedoshim, Sfir Sa'omer, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Alonish Me'ili Nishmas, Esther Tehila, Basso, Gavriel Pinchas, also my Sabbath Yortzev last week, Rav Reuven Ben Rav Chaim. The first idea comes to us from the Rebbe Reb Zusha. We said it last year, but I think it bears repeating again. Second Pasuk to our Parsha, our first Parsha. Vayom HaShem HaMoshe, Re'el Aaron HaKicho, Vayom HaMoshe, Re'el Yisrael HaKodesh HaVisal Baruch HaShem. He can't just come into the Kodesh Kodeshim whenever he wants. As Rashi says, Vayom HaMoshe, She'im Bo, Hu Meis. Because if he does, he's going to die, says the Medrash. But what's a deeper idea, says the Rebbe Reb Zusha? Va'al Yov HaBuchol Eis HaLakodesh, he can't just come whenever he wants. He can't pick and choose, says the Rebbe Reb Zusha, actually quoted in the Noam Ali Malach and the Kutei Shashayana, but it's also brought down in the Menorah Zoth, in his Sefer. HaPerish, She'al Yov HaBeitim El HaKodesh, Dehainu She'lefam Miskab HaBekdusha, Ve'lefam Yachlosh Begdurach, She'yetom HaBekdusha, Bli Eis. What does this mean? You can't just come in whenever you want to Kedusha, to the Kodesh Kodeshim. A being, part of being a Jew is to be consistent. Tamimos Tiyana, like we say by Sira. When it comes to Kedusha, when it comes to holiness, when it comes to Yiddishkeit, it's got to be consistent. It's got to, we have to understand, it can't just be when we're feeling it. When we're feeling it, when we're feeling it in Yontif, that's when I'm going to... No, every single time, every single day is an opportunity for me to be able to come closer to the Bona Shem. This is what Rav Shor brings down. He brings it from Armachmeno Rimanover. And the great Hasidic masters who said, "Sheyesh lispor sfira kama pamim bayom, sharei beinian avodah shatamimus," says that there was an Indian by the Rimanover that they would count sfira more than one time. Not with a bracha, but they would count the day. It's to show you that the avodah of the day is filled with so much kedusha. And the whole point of the month of Iyar is for us to be mechazik ourselves, to be able to reach the, to reach that pinnacle that we felt. Rav Shor brings it down from the sefer Chutz, from the Chiddush Arim, to feel that love, that connection, that closest. That we felt back on the Seder night. Sfira is a day to be able to, an opportunity to be able to, every single day, to be able to feel some of those minutes of that Kedusha, that Pesach, that energy came down in one shot. And Sfira able to be able to tap into that energy every single day. It says the Rebbe Zusha, and he warns us, I'm going to pick and choose. No, every single day we have to do our best to feel close to the Baruch Hashem. And Rav Shlita Meyer Morgenson, Mayam Terkecha, talks all about this all the time. Even though sometimes you don't feel it, that's okay too. And you still daven and learn, and we're patient. We do our best to have Aminos. I love that idea from the Rebbe Reb Zusha, from Rav Shor, from the Rimanover, to make sure to count Sfira once, but to continue to count, not saying with a bracha, obviously, but to understand the days of Mamash filled. Such potential, the Chiddushim says. Every single minute of Sfira is so holy. Gavat. Idea number two. Idea number two is from the Kli Yoker. V'lokach malach in Tezayin Yubiz. V'lokach malach mach tagach leish ma'al mazbech min v'yashem malach hachavna k'tor somim dacha v'yevi mi'beis l'parachas. Right? So when it comes down to the avodah of Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol comes down with his coals and he takes up cups of finely ground incense spices. The k'tor says to be finely ground. Finely grinded. Ma tamumar daka, says Rashi. What does it mean, finely ground? Al kolak taras daka, who we know all the guitars has to be finely ground. The shachtim mendon hadik. Why is the guitar coming to tell us? Shatei daka mina daka, shab erav yamin kipurim, hayamak zero, machtesh. That it would be the finest of the fine. That an erav yam kippur, he would return it to the mortar to the ground. Make sure the Gemara in Yomit tells us on mem heyam and aleph, and increases on vavam and beis, that it's got to be mamish ground to the ground. Why dafka on Yom Kippur? Everything has to be, the torus has to be so fine and so thin. And I didn't see this inside from the Kli Yoker, but one of the Svarim quotes in Imre Emes who quoted the Kli Yoker. He says, what does the Kohen Gadol do? Shalakach Nes, one of the things he does, it's also Ne'ilas Hasan to be Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wear shoes. Kidei Lahargish is Avon Mekatana the Isha Hoichem Alei Mali Minal. When he's going around doing the Void of the Beis HaMikdash, he has to feel those small pebbles. He has to feel, you want him to feel those small pebbles. Wearing those shoes, he can't. Why? To feel those small pebbles. And through that, then he'll be able to feel and be able to do tshuva for the chai, so that, you know, might not have been killing or stealing, but it might have been gezel, or might have been like something, a quote unquote, small sin. We want him to feel those small pebbles. We want him to feel those small pebbles. To realize that everything you have to do is to every the tshuva. And this is what Emery Emes said from the Kli Yoker. Like Torah B'Yom Kippur, Dakam and Adak has got to be from the finest of the finest to realize it's not about just the big things, it's also about the small things as well. So Avido Fadi from the Kiddush Slavery, Rav Shor brings it down as well. He says that, you know, this week is the week of Teferis. And if you look in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, what is Teferis? Teferis lo seva, Teferis lo mina Adam. Says the Kedushas Levi, how do we bring splendor lausel to our Creator? Tetzveres lo min ha'adam. It comes from man. It comes from our ability to be able to put the neshama before the guf. And this, he quotes from Shor, the Sfasema says that why does the Kohen put the blood by the mitzora, by the mitzora on his oizen, yad, and regal, the ear, the hand, and the regal? Because at the end of the day, this mitzora put his guf before his neshama, that juicy piece of lashon hara, that gaiva, whatever it is, he put his guf before neshama. Part now, you want to come back? Oizen, yad, and regal. Oizen, yad, and regal means God putting your neshama before the guf. What are you listening to? What are you hearing? What are your thoughts? And then God put into your actions to make sure that your neshama is the one following your, the guf is following the neshama. That's what he says, oizen yad haragel is rashi tevas ear. That's the whole avod of ear, is to be able to make sure the neshama is the one leading the guf, not the chas from the other opposite way. And when your neshama is leading the guf, then you're in tune to even the quote unquote the smallest averas that the Kli Yakar said over here. That's why the Torah said to be so finely to remind the Kohen Gadol. And not just have in mind the big sins to be covered the Ketores, but also the little things, quote unquote. Beautiful idea from the Kli Yakar, quoted by the Emor Emes and Rav Shor and the Kedusha Slevi and the Sfas Emes, idea number three. The number three comes from Kedusha Rim. Kedusha Rim, Yud Ches Hei, Shemat B'chukhtosa Hashem Yasa Osama Adam V'chai Behem, you should live with them, but Shalosh Shemos Behem, says the Kedusha Rim. And it says a lot of Klai Yisrael, a lot of Mepharshim want to say, Shayich Behem, Shayasa B'chias, you have to do it with energy. He says it's not just good enough to do it with energy. And that's a very high level. And you should. And the Sfas Emes says the Ish in Yisrael, you have to do it with fire, Gevat. You take Ish out of Yisrael, you're left with Amalek, Gevat. But it says it deeper. Ani Omer, V'chai Behem, Ba'oifen Shayich Behem, Shekol Chiyusu Behem, Shekol Chiyusu Yisrael Rak B'toiro, Las Amitz Eisa Kol Echad She'in Lo Chiyas Rak Toiro L'mitzvos. Says at the end of the day, Kiyem Chayenu. What does the Chay Behem mean? It's our whole life. It's our whole essence. The Rabbanu Shalom. That at the end of the day, it's our whole energy. It's our action. And this is Berkas Alokai Neshama Hamaksin Neshamas Lefkorim Mesim Miyad Acher Berkas Atoyro Laharosh Ko Achios Bo Rak Meitor. Why do we say Alokai Neshama right after Berkas Atorah? Beautiful idea from the Chiddush Harim. He says we say Alokai Neshama right after Berkas Atorah to show the Rabbanu Shalom my Neshama. My soul, my air is nothing without the Torah. Without nothing without the Torah Kedosha. Without nothing, the sweetness of Torah. Like the Avni Nizr says, that at the end of the day, the highest level of Torah, people think you get it wrong. People think that Torah is not should be enjoyable. No, it should be enjoyable. That the halachic sanctuary, the levush classifies Torah as being a birchas hana'ah. Not a birchas hana'ah, it's a birchas hana'ah. It's a pleasure, it's a schus. And that's why if you look in the B'nai Soscha, look in the B'nai Soscha, Maimer Beis, by the Chodesh Iyar, he says, which Shevet, right? He always says, which Shevet of the month is connected, right? There's 12 months of the year, 12 Shvatim. Which Shevet is connected to the month of Iyar? None other than Yisachar. And what also happened in the month of Iyar? The Chamas Amalek. Amalek attacks us when we're roughly miyadeh min ha-Torah. Vayoba Amalek, v'ilachem Yisrav refidim. We're on our way to get the Torah. And we forgot about the one Hashem we took away from the Kaddish. That's when Amalek attacks us. This is the month. Iyar is the month to push ourselves, to throw ourselves up into the sweetness and the holiness and to the beauty of Torah. It can't just be a check, check, check. But can't it just be Archias? It's got to be everything. And that's why Dafka Elokai Neshama comes right after Berachas HaTorah. Beautiful insight of the Chiddush Harim, the B'nai Sosker, idea number four. Okay, the last two ideas comes from Kedoshim Yutes, Beis and Gimel, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodesh Ani, then Ishimo Baviv Tirao, says the Yidah Kodesh Pshischa. What's the Smichas of Parshas over here? Kedoshim Tiyu, should be holy, and then fearing your parents. He says you have to look at the Gemara Kedush Elamad Rebbe, Sholosh HaShutim Ba'adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Va'aviv Imo. You know that every single child has three partners in the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the father and the mother. Well, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani, you should be holy because I'm holy. Kolomar Misad Chelki Shani Noisem Lachem Neshama, I give you the Neshama. Bevada Yitiyu Kedoshim Tzadi Lo Yal Shemara Aroshechem. You don't have to have any fear. The Neshama is going to be there whether you like it or not. Don't fear. When should you fear? Omnom Ishima Bav Tira Yishchem Yar Misad Chelki Yal Vashem Noisem Chelki Yal Gashmi Mizay Yishchem Yilayare. It's not just talking about fearing your parents. What's referring to the Gashmi. When it comes to the Ruchnius, don't fear. The Neshama is going to be there, and you took a swear before you came down from Shemaim that you're going to come back to the same way that you get the same way they're holy and pure. When should you fear? the gashmi inside of you, the nefesh bahamas at the time he's talking. That's what you should fear. You actually have to be on guard of, to be on careful of. And that's what the Ashok says when it comes to ruchnis and ergashmis, we should look in alinu. It truly means that in heaven and earth there's only one ein oid. Says the Ashok HaKadosh, quoted by my Rebbe, the Emir Baruch Rosaim Ashlita, Bashamayim, when it comes to ruchnis, mimal. You gotta go for the best rebbeim, the best teachers, the best svarim, you don't hold back. When it comes to your steak, your car, your house, whatever, mitachas. Not saying a person doesn't have to enjoy gashmias. Doesn't have to be the best. When it comes to the artsiest, when it comes to the physicality and the gashmias, mitachas. That's what you have to be careful from. That the Yidakara should be careful, we have to be on guard for. What a beautiful insight the Yidakara should make sure our priorities are straight. To make sure the neshama is leading the guf, like the Sfasema says. The neshama is leading the guf, that's a whole month of ear. Oizen yod ragel. The seichel is the neshama, where the neshama is found in the seichel. The oizen is the yod and ragel, is following the oizen. Beautiful insight from the Yid HaKadosh, from the Ashach, and then we connected back to the Sfasema that we quoted earlier, idea number five. Idea number five comes to us from Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm. I love this idea, an incredible insight. Shouldn't hate your brother in your heart. You should rebuke your nation. Don't hold sin upon you. What's this lashon hachech tochiach? This double lashon. So we know the Gemara tells us in Baba Metzia Lama Bezon Aleph. Chazal say afilu me'al pa'amim, and Rashi brings it down. They tell you that you have to give them rebuke even 100 times. Sever some chazal so kam. What's the chazal really? Kavanas chazal al tomer kol echotokah papam achas. No, Chazal telling you not just do it 100 times. Don't give it over one shot. Toiv tasa in techalaka lamea palm and ma'an mechopam ostipal harbe yoster. The Torah is giving us human nature. The Torah is giving us things that are going to work. If you give over rebuke in all one shot, it's not going to work. Give it over one out of a hundredth, and then two out of a hundredth, and three, that's going to be everlasting. That's going to be something, this person cares for me. He's not just saying it all in one shot out of rebuke, out of hatred. He's saying it because he cares and loves doing it a little bit at a time. And if Shlomo Freifeld, someone once came over to Rav Freifeld and said something, one of the students said something that wasn't, 3 years later, 3 years, Rav Freifeld said something back to the Talmud. He said, Rebbe, he was so embarrassed, why'd you do it? Because Rav Freifeld said, because before I give over to Chacha, I needed you to know that I love you first. And when a person to be so careful when it comes to Chacha, to give over a little bit at a time, and the oil of Midas brings down. Her Kestavam says that if it's coming out of anger or hatred, that's not tuchacha, that's bad midos. That's not rebuke. Rebuke is coming from a real place of love. A real place of love, avilu p'meil pa'amim, is that you're doing it a little bit at a time. Everything's got to be so calculated. That's the word, calculated. But it's love and with compassion. Like Rav Trink, and I don't know what. Rav Trink with the Maisa, famous Maisa, Rav Trink, just love them. And he found out that one of the Tamidim stole his car on Shabbos. And he walked in the movie theater, told the guy, and I just kind of talked to him, he walked into the theater, he saw his Talmud, Talmud's mamash shaking. And Rav Shank said to him, David, I just want to let you know that the popcorn here isn't kosher. He walks out of the movie theater. He chases after him, Rabbi, I'm so sorry. And that was it. He was done, he was hooked. Rav Shank didn't say, why'd you steal the car on Shabbos, stole my car. He said, just be careful with the popcorn here. Everything's calculated, especially with her Svias Oimer, but Adam Chaveru, calculated. I love this idea from a Simchas Zussel Kelm, Maisa Rav Freifeld, Rabbi Trank Maisa, to review these five ideas. The first idea says from the Rebbe Zusha, you can't just choose when you want to be Kodesh or not. Every single minute, every single day, the opportunity to grow closer to a Avodah Hashem. This is exactly what Shor says. That Rav Nachman Rimanov was a sheish. This pasfir kama pama meyom. People would count. Tell people to count throughout the day to remember that a person has to be tamimus. Not with a bracha, obviously, but to be kaddish, to be able to make sure that every single minute of sphere is used and brought up. Second episode from the Kliyakar. Why did the Davska, the Torah, had to be so fine? Because the Kliyakar brought down by the Emir Emes. I didn't see the Kliyakar inside, but quoted in the Swarm, he says that the Kitoris had to be so thin on the ground because when he's walking around, without shoes, he feels those smaller rocks. They have a man, the Kohen Gadol will have a man, even those smaller sins, quote unquote. To realize that everything in our life is important to the Rabbanu Shalom. That everything, it's not just the big things, it's the little things. Kiddushas Levi, Tiferes Lo Sev, Tiferes Lo Min Adam. The greatest Tiferes, the greatest glory to the Rabbanu Shalom, Yisrael B'cha, Asfar, Chodesh Baruch Hu gets glory from us, Min Adam, comes from us, it comes from Klai Yisrael, to make sure that we're doing the right things, that the Seichel, the Oizen, is Yad and Ragel, Ear, that the Oizen, the Neshama is following, the Guf is following the Neshama. The Chidush Shem, the third idea, the Chai Behem, Shemimos Behem, Chai Behem is not just to do with the Chias. But it's called Chayenu. It's all our chiyuses from the Rabbanu Shem. That's why Elokai Hashem comes after Berachas Torah to show us that's what it's all about, and that's what Adni Nezer tells us the whole Indian of Berachas Torah, of loving Torah, learning Torah. That, of course, people get it wrong. You shouldn't enjoy. No, you shouldn't enjoy. Sometimes you feel, sometimes you don't. But the Lush tells us it's a Berachas Hanah. It's a Berachas Hanah. It's a pleasure, and that's why Yamaliga taxes the month of Iyar because we were roughly in a Torah. And what's the who's the Degel? Who's the Shevet? Like the Rizal says, the birds warming down. Who's the Shevet for Iyar is the Sechar. Yisachar represents Torah. The fourth idea from the last two ideas from Parshas Kedoshim. Kedoshim Tiyu, Yishiv Yavimah. That's why it's the smichas of Parshas of Yer, to be holy, your parent, if you're your parents. Because the Gemara Kedoshim tells us three partners in creation. Get Neshama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our body from our parents. When it comes to Kedoshim Tiyu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you don't have to be feared for that. The Neshama is going to win. Neshama is going to be there. What should be careful? Keep careful about the gashmis, the guf that you have from your body. The guf is going to be very tricky. Ba'ashemaim imam al-aratz mitachas ha'zalshach. Bashamayim, when it comes to our priorities, make sure that our ruchnius, Bashamayim, yeah, we pay, like our fivefold used to always go pay for the best rebbe. The best rebbe, blazer, galzal, the best rebbe. Bashamayim, imal, you gotta go for the best. Alaret, when it comes to our artsius, mitachas, it doesn't have to be the best. The gashmis and the thing in the world. The best, do not live poor chasrushon. But to understand our priorities. Find the fifth and hochech tochech, afil mea pa'amim, even 100 times. Says Gemara Mitzia, no, says the Simchas Hashem that you have to separate it and within 100 times give it over a little bit at a time. So we make sure everything's calculated. For 3 years he waited to give the Torah. He wanted to tell him the first time. I have to know. I have to make sure that you know that it was coming out of love. And that's what Rabbi Trink said at the movie theater, the popcorn. When after the Talmud sold the car on Shabbos, he always told him. He said, "There's a popcorn here." He didn't say a word because everything is done with calculated. Shidduchah to always find those constant opportunities for Kedusha, especially in these holy days of Sirius Omer. To understand, to be so close, to realize that our neshama is leading our guf, and everything we do, there's no something as small to the Rebbeinu Shem. Our chiyus is from the Torah Kedosha. To understand, to make sure our priorities are ruchnis over our gashmis, and finally to understand everything done in a ben adam the chavera has got to be with calculated shkoich.